Welcome in.
I need to change the batteries on this remote. It's getting worse and worse.
Welcome into the Bogey Bro Banter.
Probably easier just get a new one.
The show where we just banter as Bogey Bros.
Yes.
We never really know what we're going to talk about until we sit in front of these mics. And that's what makes this show great. You know?
I'm Connor.
Did I make the coffee taste like acid today?
No, it tasted good.
Good. I figured it out.
It was solid.
Trevor, you did a great job making this coffee. It's really good, man.
Yeah, especially the can design.
I never have liked those double shot things. I tried it twice. Maybe I had a different one.
I like cold brew. It's like canned.
Yeah, those are much better. This is like...
There's a place in Charlottesville called Snowing in Space. And I've never been to it, but I've had their canned nitro cold brew.
Snowing in Space.
And it's incredible.
That sounds like a place... Genuinely, that sounds like the name of a place that would have really good cold brew.
They have really good cold brew. That's all they do. It's cold brew, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Snowing in Space.
Let me Google it. But
Spacing in Snow.
I put this out on Twitter yesterday.
Snowing in Space.
Yeah, Snowing in Space Coffee. Nitro cold brew. Their branding's sick as well.
Everybody's nervous right now because they're like, please don't talk about coffee.
I'm not going to talk about coffee the whole podcast. But so yesterday I'm making this specialty cup of coffee, right? No, so I tweeted about this actually. I was scrolling through TikTok like a solid 3 or 4 days ago. And y'all know who Jocko Willink is?
Yeah, he wakes up.
That like
at
Navy
five.
SEAL guy.
Wakes up at 4:30.
Okay.
And like super him, yeah, so he's talking about how he gets up at 4:30 every day.
And goes to bed like late.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't get much sleep.
10:30 or 11.
He doesn't get much sleep. But so he's on a different podcast. I don't know what podcast he was on. But he's talking about how he went to bed. He gets up at 4:30 a.m. every day. And then some whoever's on the podcast was like, "Don't you ever like, just get tired in the middle of the day though?" He's like, "No, I take 10-minute power naps."
Yeah.
And the person's like, "What?" And then I'm watching the TikTok and I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, you put your feet above your heart. You put your feet up on like a couch or something. Lay down, feet above a heart. 10 minutes. He's like, it's like you sleep for 4 hours." And then the TikTok ended. Well, I like watch it and I was like, that's bullcrap.
Here is what I will say.
That's utter bullcrap. But yesterday, I get home.
Tried it.
I ran, finished my run, got back, showered, ate dinner. I'm exhausted and I have to do debate night. And I'm like, gosh darn it, dude, I'm so tired. I was like, you know what? We're going to try it. And so I told her, I was like, I'm going to take a 10-minute nap. And she goes, a what? And I was like, a 10-minute nap. She did the same thing to me. She's like, that's so stupid. I was like, I know, but I'm going to try it. So I put my feet up on my fireplace, set my alarm for 10 minutes, closed my eyes. The deepest sleep I've ever been in my life. The alarm went off and I woke up. I literally felt like I just got a full night's rest. I'm not even kidding.
Here's what I'll say.
It was insane.
I've never been a big napper. The only time in my life I was really a napper was during college because it was just a necessity. But I've always been the kind of napper that like if I go down for a nap, I mean business and I'm waking up 3 hours later.
That's normally how I am.
I feel like I got hit by a truck. However, I can kind of vouch for that theory because whenever my wife had our baby and we were in the hospital, like those first couple nights, you don't sleep much. And that's kind of how you slept was you got like little stretches of maybe 20 or 30 minutes. And getting just one of those little stretches in was like a very big victory. And you did feel like, okay, I can go another couple hours. So I do believe in the power.
It was something with my feet being above my head.
That I've never heard.
I don't know what it was.
I want to test that one out.
But like at one point, I remember during 10 minutes, first off, felt like an eternity. But then, like...
That is why I believe in that, too, though.
Like,
because
7 minutes... Like, I don't know what point, but some point in it, I, like, had consciousness. Right. And I was like, I feel like I'm, like, high
now. As long as this... as long as
and
the
then I was back asleep, and then
out.
The alarm went off, and I was like... I sat up, and I was like, this is incredible.
Well, as long as the science checks out... Because, like, when you're asleep, obviously, usually you don't really know how long you're asleep. You just wake up, and, like, it could have been... The reason you, like, look at your phone is because you're like...
How long was I out?
It could have been 10 minutes or it could have been 4 hours. You don't know. And a lot of times you're surprised at what you see because you can't really tell based on just how you feel when you wake up.
Yeah.
So like as long as like it actually is beneficial to get 10 minutes of sleep, then like I'm totally behind it. I'm just never really a napper. The only time I'll find myself napping these days is maybe on like a Sunday afternoon. If I find myself like laying down on the couch watching like golf or something, I can snooze out a little
bit. It's a daily, a weekly routine. Liz and I will get home from church on Sunday. We turn on like a true crime documentary.
Yeah.
We watch like one, maybe an episode and a half, and we watch in our bedroom, and then we just pass out. And we wake up like 3 hours later at dinner time, and we're both just like, what the frick?
The key is now.
Bad part is 10 o'clock rolls around. We normally are like going to bed, and we're both just wide awake.
Well, problem is for that, I feel like I used to have that routine, and now trying to get Brooks to cooperate with that is... He doesn't like to cooperate with that a lot of times.
I'll just put him in a different room.
Yeah, just lock him in there. You know,
I'm definitely not a napper. Whenever I take a nap, it kind of ruins my day. Because yeah, I do the same
wasting
thing.
The day.
I'll fall asleep, and if it's for like an hour, even I'll wake up and I'll just be exhausted. Like I'll just be so tired, and the rest of my night I'm just exhausted and in a bad mood. But if I do fall asleep for like 20 minutes. Or you know, somewhere around then I wake up and I do feel better. That's definitely.
Well, I think it's. Like
I have heard that the best thing to do if you're really really tired is a 20-minute nap and a cup of coffee. Those combine to make it to like make you the most energized.
Once I shake off, like even when I take the long naps, I mean it is like the worst I ever feel. Like I feel so just disgusting. But like once I shake it off, which takes me a little bit, maybe a half an hour, and I shake off that initial grossness, I do like later that day. Feel more energized. Now, unless you take it too close to nighttime, then you're just toast.
Yeah.
But if you take one like in the afternoon and you wake up at like 4 o'clock and you went down at like 1, like once I get like past dinner time, I'm gonna be like alive and well. Like let's go. But I'm the type of person too, like I don't just fall asleep. I get enough sleep at least these days, even with a baby that cries, that I'm tired when I go to bed at night. You know, I wake up on time, but like I'm not like in the middle of the day, like passing out. There's only been like certain times during college where I had that much tiredness that like I will literally just start falling asleep. So I have to make a conscious decision to take a nap. And for me, I'm such a like, the reason I don't like sleeping in either, especially on weekends, is because I hate wasting my free time. Like, I'm not even the type of person to like to sit down to watch a movie a lot of times because like I don't want to commit to wasting that much or using that much of my free time. Not even a waste. So like I have to very much say I'm going to take a nap and I have to be very tired to decide to do that.
I understand that. I'm with you on
that. It's a lot easier. I feel like too, like on a Sunday, especially like when I like to take naps, that's your last day of the weekend. Like if it's a Saturday or a Friday evening or whatever, naps are in play. But I'm just never tired those days. I don't know. Some people like napping is like their hobby.
Yeah.
They like it is a huge part of their life.
Person.
And I never got it until I got to college. And like I would literally I had a different relationship with sleep in college to where like I loved it. And like I would get home, I'd go to my 8:15 class, get home, and just go back to bed before my 12 o'clock class or whatever. Like I would find time for sleep and I loved it. And I've never at any other point in my life treated sleep that way.
No, dude. If I was taking a nap, there's no way I was going to my class. No way.
I had to have a pretty... I mean, if I was going to sleep, I had a very significant gap until the next class. But then, I mean, yeah. And the best was there would be... I think there was one semester where I had an early class, like an 8:15, and I had nothing the rest of the day. So I would literally... Or maybe I had something way later. So I would literally just go back... fall back asleep and like that was the day. Like I just had to get that one class out of the way and just sleep it off like it never happened.
To me, the way that I thought about it was if I was taking a nap, I was missing out on YouTube time. And I'd really valued my YouTube time.
I did too. I wish I could consume YouTube the way I used to, because these days the way I consume YouTube is usually like if I'm eating a meal or whatever, and like we'll put it up on our TV at home and just kind of scroll through recommended and just see if anything pops out. But like the way I used to consume YouTube, like all through middle school, high school.
You had your channels.
I had my subscriptions, and then I went to my subscriptions box, like feed, and that's not really how people browse YouTube anymore.
No, back in the day, that was
Watched them all. I scrolled through them, and I was always caught up. And if I missed a few days, like if I was like at a winter camp or something, and
then it'd be awesome because you had hours of YouTube.
I would almost get stressed about it. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I've got like 40 videos. How am I going to catch up? And like, I was like, oh, maybe I don't need to watch that.
I had a few YouTubers that I like Casey Neistat. It was my daily routine to watch Casey Neistat's vlog.
I watched so many.
Rhett and Link. I went through Good Mythical Morning stretches.
Yeah.
But like there was a lot of like different YouTube things that I was into. Like a lot of like video game like playthroughs and series like that. And then there was a lot of like disc golf YouTube was obviously huge for me. Like I watched a lot of that. I'd be curious to
used to watch a lot more round coverage.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would go back and just watch. I mean, rounds that I had seen before. Like the 24 There was one round that I loved watching that was just the most obscure round of all time. It was like, I think it was a Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open.
Yeah.
It was like 2014
for me,
or something.
YouTube time for me.
It was a random one, but I watched it probably 30 times at least.
The thing is, like, it was very time consuming. Now, that was, for me, back in the day, that was the only TV that I consumed, really.
Yeah.
Now, for me, when I watch things, it's more of a social activity with my wife. Like, mm-hmm. So, like, she doesn't have an interest in my YouTube subscriptions, even if they were updated, probably.
No, if I'm watching YouTube nowadays, I'm watching Liz's lifestyle vloggers.
Yeah. And hey, I get into some of them.
I like to make fun of a few. There's one that
there's
Liz
some
watches.
That, like, I make fun of, but there's some of them I'm like, I'm on board. You know what
I think her name's like Bay. Oh, what's the frick? It's like, hey, baby. Okay, baby. Hey, or something. No, it's like, it's this blonde chick, and she finishes every sentence on a high note.
Oh, gosh.
So if she's talking, it sounds exactly like this, and
no,
she can't finish a sentence without going
my
up.
My YouTube is sad these days.
Oh, my word. Like, Liz watches it, and I'm like, Liz, why are you watching this chick? And she's like,
bad.
I don't know. And then her boyfriend, oh, I can't stand him. I'm fine her name.
Literally, like, this is how crazy my YouTube. Like, I've always been into food YouTube. Like, I watch a lot of cooking. I just love cooking television.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Okay.
I'm going to play one video so you can just hear her talk.
The one that I've been into lately.
Play less than 10 seconds so we don't get copyrighted.
We shouldn't get copyrighted.
This guy follows the law these days.
I got to find a podcast.
Lately, what I've been watching
though.
Is like this, literally this mom making school, like what it's like what my kids eat in a day. And mm-hmm. she makes these ridiculous meals for her kids. Mm. And it's very entertaining. That's where I'm at. Or I'm digging myself into a hole with how pathetic I am. But now I was watching grocery shopping hauls. That was entertaining for like giant families of like 10. Like what
that
their groceries
are. That can be fascinating.
Are. Yeah. Love it.
Right,
I just love
talking
it.
Here
I eat that crap up.
Just this soap robe that I have. And the band is like nice because then I can do my makeup with it on and my skincare. But I already did my skincare. I'm going to do makeup now. And
like every single sentence.
Now?
Like, now? Like, she can't finish without going up.
I also,
if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but you really annoy me.
We also found
I don't
this,
think
like,
she is.
I don't think she would, but if somehow.
Let's all make her feel a little bit more comfortable.
My wife loves you. My wife loves you.
His wife loves
couple,
you.
We found this couple the other night. We found this couple the other night that lives in a 50s aesthetic. Like, they're like, trapped themselves in the 50s practically. And like, so that was like our, but like YouTube for me these days is just very weird. But like back then, like it's just such a time consuming hobby. Cause like my YouTube time for me was, well, when I was homeschooled, I would just watch it like in between schoolwork throughout the entire day. Like I would be like, okay, do my math, watch some YouTube, do my whatever's next. And like, that would just be part of my day. Cause like, I'm just hanging out at home doing my schoolwork, like I would just, that was just kind of, it would be like if you were studying or doing homework. Yeah. Like it's kind of how a lot of people do that. Another thing, my other YouTube time was at night, like before bed, I would just lay in bed and until I was tired, I would just watch YouTube. And these days, like I don't have those same time allotments where it's just like, okay, I just need to kill time. That like, that's what YouTube was for me. And it was great. I loved watching YouTube, but it's just not the same for me anymore. It's just not what it was.
It's not the same.
When was your YouTube time?
My YouTube time.
I feel like
was,
yours was like all the time.
It was like all the time. So in college, it was just every time I wasn't doing something else. Like if I had 30 minutes before my next class, I was finding a place to sit and pulling out my phone and watching YouTube.
Yeah, really. Though.
And it was genuinely because like I learned. So I went to college for music and I have a full-time job at what I YouTubed. I literally learned most of the practical things I have from YouTube. And so I would watch it for entertainment, but also because I'd be so interested in something, I'd be like, I have to know how to do this someday. And so I literally in between everything, I would just.
I was trying to balance my phone on a pen. Okay. Sorry.
I would just watch YouTube all the time. Yeah. But
I'd be curious, like every once in a while, I'll just like, click on my subscriptions tab and just scroll through a little bit and just the rush of nostalgia I get of like, oh my gosh, I forgot I subscribed to them. I'd love to, and I'd love to go through and look through my whole list because I probably subscribe to, I don't know. Can we check how many people were subscribed to?
Do you guys use your watched later?
No.
I would
think
only
I might be one of the only people.
I would only do that for like tutorials that I knew I would need the reference later.
I use it all the time because I'll scroll through like for example while I'm going to the bathroom.
I don't think it gives me a number.
If I'm going to the bathroom,
it's a lot.
Like a lot of people will scroll through You guys hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will scroll through like Instagram, like while I'm going to the bathroom or something, while I'm doing something where a normal person would scroll through social media, I scroll through YouTube and yeah. I don't have time to watch the video. So I just scroll through YouTube and see what do I want to watch later whenever I have time right. and I add it to my watch
later.
Well,
the reason I didn't use that is because I only scrolled through my subscriptions pretty much exclusively. Mm-hmm. So I was going to watch it later because I would just work my way up the list. That makes
sense. Yeah, I do a lot of recommended. I look at a lot of recommended.
It doesn't look like you can see, but I mean, I have to scroll through my subscriptions for quite a while.
I don't have a ton of subscriptions now that I'm looking at it. I mean, I have a lot of graphic designers.
This is mine.
This is it. Or is this the most relevant? Can I go to all? We'll go A to Z.
Scroll through yours. Let me see how... you have way less.
Oh, Debate Night is on mine.
Yeah, mine is like probably a couple hundred.
You looking at your subscriptions?
Mm-hmm. Channel list.
Can you look at the number?
It doesn't say. No. But
I just scrolled. I don't have that many.
I'm just thinking to myself, mine's a lot. And also...
But this was... I had a lot of YouTube channels.
Wait, get
hold it
through,
up, Trevor. Let me see it. Like, just give me a scroll through. Oh, you do have a lot.
Yeah.
So this is mine. I'm still not this there. Is mine. You ready?
Okay. I think I have the most.
You definitely have more than me.
I think I have the most. I mean, I did not mess around with the YouTube thing. Like it was no joke.
I think I was pretty intentional about unsubscribing when I stopped watching people too.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is whenever...
Because back then,
like I'm literally...
Your home was your subscription.
The thing is too, like I'm subscribed to people, like I don't even remember subscribing to them. Like when did I... Some of these people, like, I don't remember ever watching their channel.
Well, I clicked on... There's one or two on mine that I was like, who the heck is that person?
I swear YouTube has subscribed us to people. Because, no.
All of mine
way.
I clicked on, like, there's one called Jazza, and I was like, what the frick's Jazza? And then I clicked on him, and I forgot. He was, like, the sickest illustrator of all time.
I guess what this comes down to is that literally...
Some people sell channels, too.
That's true. But I think what this comes down to is, like, I was literally, like... I had an iPod Touch in fifth grade, so I was like 11 years old. That's when I started getting into YouTube. So like, from like an 11-year-old up is my YouTube subscription. So there's probably someone.
When I was really young,
crazy.
I was using
I've
my
never
mom,
unsubscribed to anybody.
I was using my mom's Gmail.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I went from my mom's Gmail, then I started a YouTube channel, that magic one. I don't have access to that Gmail anymore. Then my Gmail I currently
have. Do you still
have
videos on YouTube?
I'm sure I do. I've never deleted them.
I want to find them.
You've definitely seen them before.
I don't think I have.
Trevor's made it a point to show like everyone.
You definitely have.
Maybe yeah. I have then. I'm sorry.
Have you seen the Spanish Project?
Yeah. Yes, you've seen
I've seen the Spanish Project.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I think my subscriptions, I have a lot more on other channels, but.
That's possible. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I always watched YouTube to fall asleep at night and then I'd watch it some in the morning.
It was just like the
my
only
thing was
thing
like,
I consumed.
I had free time, I played video games with my brother a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, I did play video games a lot.
I didn't play video games.
And I watched sports.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most
what
of
it really comes down to is I didn't have much of a life.
Most of my
outside of like sports.
Because I went to school, my school was, I would get to school at 7:45, 8, get out of school at 3. A lot of times I had basketball practice at 4, and then I'd be home. Do homework for like 30
minutes.
Y'all
also were both like in relationships.
Well, in 10th grade.
Yeah, like a good chunk of high school.
Well, yeah, but up to then. True. A lot of my YouTube consumption.
I didn't have.
A lot of my
nobody I was hanging out with really.
A lot of my YouTube consumption in high school was during study halls because like my junior year, I only had 3 classes. But my third class was like 6th period. So I had 1st, 2nd, and 6th. And so our school wouldn't let you leave and come back for some reason. I mean, it makes sense, but back then it didn't.
You just have such
third through fifth period, which was like 4 hours, I would do all my homework and then just be sitting there with nothing to
it's
do.
It's just the
so I just watch a bunch of YouTube on
I think I didn't
school computers.
Used to. I actually didn't watch a ton of YouTube when I was in high school. It wasn't until like my senior year of high school that I watched a lot of YouTube.
More so college.
In high school I just had The Office on. That's all I did.
Yeah.
And then I would make documents on my computer of different guitars that I wanted.
Yeah, that's true too, because high school I watched The Office and then every Monday we had my brother and sister were all well, this wasn't high school, my middle school. My brother and sister were both in high school. So every Monday, they had a big group over to play Polish ping pong. Every Wednesday, they had a big group over to play Rock Band. So yeah, pretty much I only watched it when I was falling asleep. Because then once I got to college, I was working and playing disc golf. And then my junior year of college, I got married.
Yeah.
So I only ever watched it at night, really. I think that's why my consumption wasn't crazy.
Yeah, I think for me it was bigger in high school. But like my attention span just isn't what it used to be either. Like slowly has gotten, like I don't even have the attention span really to binge watch TV.
You need to start building Legos, man. Get your attention
Legos
span right back.
I built Legos my entire childhood.
No, but it'll get you back now. You get one of those Lego cities.
Well, I can build Legos all day.
I'll sit down and next thing I know I'm 4 hours in.
I'm just going to have to take out a loan to afford them because they're so expensive.
But I mean, you got to think of how long it's going to take. Like I paid $300 for this three-story Lego thing. I've been working on it for like 3 weeks. And I'm only on story. I'm just starting story two, story three. So I mean, it's going to be months of entertainment for $300.
I was at a bachelor party the other weekend.
I don't know if I have the self control to stop building a Lego set until it's done.
I was at a bachelor party.
This one you wouldn't have an option.
Okay, challenge accepted.
I was at a bachelor party the other weekend, and one of the guys that whenever I read you guys that text, and he said that he was ready to build some Legos. Wasn't a joke.
Oh heck, yeah.
There was a Lego set there of the Millennium Falcon, and one night they were like, we're gonna build this tonight, and it was like 12 o'clock, and I was like, I gotta drive tomorrow, I'm gonna go to sleep. And so I went to sleep and I woke up the next morning and it was completely built downstairs.
Was it like a big one?
They said they spent like 5 hours doing it. It was like four guys. They spent 5 hours building it.
Because like there's two Millennium
Falcons.
It was like
this big.
Okay, so it might not have been the big one. Because there's one that's like, I mean, they're both big, but there's one that costs like, I forget how much that thing costs. It's hundreds.
It's like
the
size of that TV.
It's like crazy, crazy big.
It wasn't quite that big, but it was big though.
Yeah, no, even the other one is still a pretty big set. But yeah, I used to be able to just watch YouTube and like, it would hold my attention. But these days, unless I'm like doing something else at the same time, like it's hard for me to just sit down and watch an entire YouTube video.
A good creator, you can. Like if Casey Neistat released a video right now that was 30 minutes long,
it's got to be the right thing.
I'm sitting there and my focus isn't snapping. Mm-hmm. But Casey knows how to tell a story.
For me to be like, yeah, for me to just like sit down and watch a video, it's got to be the right one.
Mr. Beast videos hold my attention because he's so fast paced.
He's fast, yeah.
Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect.
Yes.
They're obviously childish, but they're very one thing to the next.
Yeah. I love Dude Perfect.
They know how to keep your attention.
They're the best.
They're incredible.
I saw their airsoft.
Were they
balloon
like
again? Like that one they were in the snow or whatever.
Yeah, so cool.
You just can't even believe how ridiculous how well produced those videos are. Like yeah, I can't even imagine
crazy.
Trying to edit those things. Oh my gosh! And then like all the
they have like a 4 or 5 person like production and editing team.
Yeah. Well, no kidding. I mean, you're bringing in 50 million views a video.
Yeah.
No problemo. Here's 10 million views for you. Here's 10 million views for you.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
That is crazy.
They just had their like 13-year anniversary. I think it was.
It is very interesting to think. Like those guys are, they're still very young. But like they're all starting.
They're in their 30s.
Yeah, but like they're you're not like looking at them being like, oh my gosh, what are these old men doing?
No, but they'll be able to retire when they're like
right.
low 40s. It wouldn't surprise me if.
Well, and they're having families now. They're starting families. So like it's not going to be long before it's like, okay, we want to be able to like. Spend time with our kids, like go to their baseball games, that sort of thing.
I think they have a lot more freedom to do stuff like that, though. Because they don't put out videos that often. The ones they do put out are like high production stuff.
It's tough to say.
But
it's,
a lot of times they're not.
But they also go on tours.
Yeah, the tours.
That's no joke. So like they...
It wouldn't surprise me if they started introducing like another content creator.
I'm sure that's
like they
their
brought
plan.
It alongside and it's like... A succession plan where the Dude Perfect our kids grow up with are like completely different guys.
Yeah,
like the Wiggles,
right. Or they might just end it. They might just retire.
It's such a big business. Yeah, I would imagine they'll probably start. They'll eventually introduce new personalities, and then they'll transition it. Maybe they'll make less and less appearances, and then it'll slowly filter through. And
it's a tough succession plan.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It's tough to replace,
but
those
I mean,
guys.
It's YouTube in general. Like, unless you're making a certain kind of content, it gets to a point where you're like, I can't be 50 doing trick shots.
Yeah, the thing is too, like, people will love the Dude Perfect personalities because like they're great. But as long as the trick shots and the videos are still produced and as creative as they are, I will still watch them.
Yeah, it's important how
because
they
are one of a kind. Nobody else is doing anything like that in the way that Dude Perfect is
not at
able
that
to
scale.
Do exactly. And I wouldn't write it off.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
No, they're all geniuses too. They'll find a way.
They'll figure it
out.
They'll
Drake Bell it.
They got a plan, man.
Love that.
Wow.
Nice. Drake Bell's like a, He's in Mexico, right?
Yeah, he lives in Mexico. All his
he's
all
like a full Spanish.
All of his music is in Spanish.
Was he not sentenced to prison?
I think he was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
right.
think
he
was.
He was found guilty. Mm-hmm.
But he's in Mexico, though.
Well, he confessed, I think.
Not a good guy, yeah.
No, never claimed he was a good guy. I just think it's crazy. Like
it is probably the most wild career pivot
his
of all
plan,
time.
Like, was... Because him and Josh both had a just capture on our generation.
Yeah.
Like, they could have been in anything, it would have been successful.
Yeah.
But then Drake Bell, just next thing you know, he's just in Mexico.
Yeah, well, I think part of it was to avoid those charges.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, but that was part of it. Also, the majority of his audience was Hispanic.
Yeah,
I don't really know why.
Fascinating.
It's very crazy. Is the weirdest like career pivot of all time.
Yeah,
just like
what
one
is
day,
Josh doing nowadays? I always
he's
see
in
YouTube.
He's in
stuff.
Some like indie movies and shows
but
and stuff.
Josh is big on social media.
Yeah, he does a lot on YouTube.
That is true. But
he's in the Vlog Squad with David Dobrik a lot.
Gotcha.
I don't know if he's still is, but he's big on TikTok, Instagram, that sort of deal. To where, I mean, the brand deals alone, he can rake in a lot, and he probably. I wouldn't bet he does a podcast because everybody does. So.
Yeah, he does. I've listened to it once or twice.
Yeah. So
podcasts are kind of lame these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to be a loser to want to be on a podcast. What is his podcast named? Josh Peck Podcast.
Yeah, I mean,
I wonder if his podcast has a plan going into it.
Hey, most of ours do.
We plan out all of our disc golf podcasts. I feel like this podcast is best when we don't.
That's the point.
I'm sorry. I was just making a joke.
It's called Curious.
I'm really sorry.
Curious with... That's not the same Josh Peck.
That's Posh Jack.
I've only seen like one movie with Josh Peck in it, and it was called Red Dawn.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It's a decently entertaining
4 days
movie.
Ago, Josh
it's
Peck was giving away $10,000 with TurboTax.
See, there you go.
Wow.
So he's got...
Okay, all right, hold on. I've got some beef.
He has 2.6 million followers on Twitter.
Hunter, you might not want to listen to this because you might flare up because I've got some beef. Get
that's
it?
Funny.
Red meat allergy.
Let's hear it.
You guys see those links everywhere on YouTube that's like, Mr. Beast is giving away $750 to every person that clicks on this link.
Yeah, they're all scams.
Yeah, I know. I hate
this. Did you click one?
Yeah, one time.
Definitely did.
Oh my gosh.
It was like on YouTube, it was like Mr. Beast channel.
Yeah.
And I clicked, it's not like a scam as in like I'm going to get like a
virus
or
anything.
No, you're
already dead.
But I clicked on it and I was like, well, let me see how to win $750. Every person that clicks on this link gets $750.
I think that was real.
Here's what I will give you
credit. That's what you have to do the test.
Here's what I will give
that
you
was
credit
real,
for, though, is because Mr. Beast is the only person out there that would do something like that.
No, because 10 million people would click on the link and that'd be $7.5 billion.
No, it would be out there for like a couple minutes. And you would have that fleeting thought of like, am I about to see a Mr. Beast video tomorrow and realize that I didn't click this link? I think that's why it is probably
but
was a successful
clear,
scam.
It's not like I was
But you still
on,
shouldn't click on it.
It's not like I was on some pirating movie website and saw a Mr. Beast link and clicked on it. It was like I'm on YouTube and Mr. Beast channel has like a paid ad
on
there.
Yeah, but the title of the channel is Mr. Beast channel.
But at least then I knew that... but
that
at
was,
least
that
I
was
knew
the issue.
At least then I knew it wasn't like a virus or something.
You don't know that.
Good point.
I do know that.
I've seen those links.
You haven't seen them close enough.
You're right. I didn't click on it.
Yeah, I did click on it one time in a time of weakness, okay?
It's all right.
And man. I haven't clicked on it since. And you know what? Honestly, it makes me not like Mr. Beast as much.
It had nothing to do with that.
You don't think so?
I know he didn't.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't.
He has bars. We should get some Mr. Beast bars.
No, I told you I don't like him anymore.
I love Mr. Beast. Okay. Jimmy, me and him go way back.
Hey, Mr. Jimmy? Beast.
Hey, Greenville,
really.
Greenville, North Carolina.
Yeah, he is like sneaky close.
There, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Does he actually operate out of there?
Yeah.
He grew up in the same town as the guitar player for my band.
Oh, that's cool.
No, bassist for my band.
Ryan?
Yep.
Mr. Beast is the craziest. Because I was still watching.
So well.
I was still watching YouTube when he emerged onto the scene, just doing the videos where he would like count to a million.
Yeah, I remember those.
Like that's people forget that like
he,
that's
he
how
grinded.
He started.
He would sit there in a chair and count to whatever, and say what did he say? He said, was it PewDiePie that he said? He said some YouTuber like 100,000 times.
He is the craziest success story.
It was PewDiePie,
and because he basically just did something that
he
nobody
would torture
else
himself.
He well, then when he started doing the like his next bit that got him big was giving away money, and that still to this day is basically what's making him big.
Mm-hmm.
And well, amongst
why do people
amongst
like
a lot of
watching
other
that so much? It's crazy.
Well, his production value, his production value, and what he does is actually incredible.
When it started, days. It wasn't.
No, but
his concept
he,
are just so
he
good.
Is doing something that nobody else is willing to do, which is basically give away his profits, almost all of them,
mm-hmm.
in order to fund his next video. And obviously, it's super risky, but like. props to him. And well, I'm sure he's investing what he does keep in, like,
it will, a lot of the money he makes is from merch and stuff like
he's
that.
He's got CryptoPunks.
Did you watch his merch interview with Casey Neistat? Casey Neistat interviewed him.
I watched a podcast. It was like an hour long. I'm trying to think. It might have been the 100 Thieves podcast had him on.
He was also an Impulsive.
No, I didn't watch the Impulsive
one. I think he was.
He definitely was. But this one, they were asking him like his whole strategy with YouTube and stuff. And he said that there was a point where he was getting big on YouTube. And he knew like the titles with money in them were doing good. And he was also like a biggest student of YouTube before. Like, he's not like a wild success. Like, how did he get there? Like, strike of luck.
Yeah,
like,
he tried.
Yeah, he studied which color in my thumbnail does better type of success story where he just like analytics were that guy's friend. But he said that like his videos had started taking off. I want to say he had like, it was something crazy, like 10 or 20,000 in the bank account from his videos. Mm-hmm. And he told his mom, he said, yeah, our next video is giving away 20,000. She goes, you can afford that? And he was like, well, I have it in the bank. And she's like, but is that all you have in the bank? He's like, yeah. And she's like, well, no, like she told him multiple times that you cannot do that. Don't do it. And he goes, well, no, mom, like it's going to make me more money. And it's like, that's the video.
That's crazy to have the guts.
Because I forget, first thing he was doing was the Twitch donations.
Yeah.
That was the one. He would just go to people with like no viewers and donate a ton of money.
And so he said like that was his model for a while, is he would do a video or do a sponsorship, get the money, give that money away. His bank account would go back to zero. And he would basically was just living on ramen and stuff. And then video would pop off. He'd get thousands of dollars, give it away in the next video. And then he just kept. And I think that's still his model to a certain extent, is like his YouTube money he gives away. And then, I mean, merch, he did a video where he signed what, 53,000 t-shirts or something like that? Or which means he sold 53,000 t-shirts. Like,
yeah, true.
I mean, the guy moves merch and now these Feastable bars, the Mr. Beast,
the burgers. Yeah, he's got all kinds of other stuff.
And obviously sponsorship deals.
That's the play is like, yeah, because like, yeah, then the YouTube will just kind of.
Yeah, YouTube, he can just kind of churn through.
But, I mean, his videos are great. He has a great strategy. Yeah. He appeals to people like me who are 23 years old, and then I'm sure 8-year-olds. Like,
I haven't watched one of his videos in a really long time.
Because they're,
I should, though.
They're kid-friendly.
How long?
A while.
You'd be shocked at what they're like.
They're really good time.
Like,
they're so fast.
His
and
Squid
like,
Games, we talked about it, didn't we? He pitched He pitched on
Netflix.
He pitched Netflix on. It might have been the Squid Games. He pitched Netflix on. Yeah, it was. Yeah. The Squid Games in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no. And so he decided to put his own time and money in. And his goal was to get more views than the whole Squid Game series got for Netflix. And
paid.
He did it in like
crazy.
24 hours.
He paid to recreate. Like, his recreation of that set was like one.
He hired.
It was incredible.
He hired like full 3D VR teams to build out. Like, people were walking across the bridge.
Yeah, part of the sets were real, and
they built out beneath.
So like you, like they actually like Netflix did for the show.
Exactly,
it's crazy.
He like put, I forget how much money, he put so much money in, but it was basically like a screw you to Netflix. Like, if you don't think that my show's gonna do good,
$1.4 million or something.
I'm gonna, yeah. And then he's like, I'm just gonna put this my own money into it.
It was incredible.
And I think 111 million was what Squid Games did, and Mr. Beast Squid Games is at.
I want to watch that video.
239 million views.
It is incredible.
So it got more than double what Netflix brought in with Squid Games. So he basically did it as like, hey, fine, then I'll do it myself and get more views than your best show ever. That's basically why he decided that.
That's amazing.
I'm itching to watch that now.
And it all started with, he did like a TikTok and said like, if this gets X amount of likes, I'll recreate Squid Games in real life. And it like blew the amount of likes out of the water.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. He's a genius. Gosh, he's good.
Mr. Beast, man.
Mr. Beast.
How many subscribers is he at now?
I have no idea. He's not even close. If you're asking.
No, I know he's not close to PewDiePie.
He's not close to PewDiePie, but.
But multiple people have said that Mr. Beast will be the first YouTube billionaire. He's at 93.5 million subscribers.
I don't know. The thing about YouTube is, like, if you want to get to that kind of level, you have to make a really long
run. PewDiePie is only at 111 million.
What's Mr. Beast at?
93.5.
Wow. So he will catch him.
I think it's, isn't it T-something?
He will catch him.
What's the
T-Series?
T-Series,
they're just bots. 213
million.
Yeah, there's.
What even is T-Series?
It's like Indian.
390, they're
It's music videos.
8 hours ago, 11,000 views.
Yeah, they're all bots.
Like, that's all fake.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
The thing is, yeah, with like becoming a billionaire, you just have to have a really long run on YouTube. And he's had a good run. But like to have the like PewDiePie's longevity, and obviously he's not as big as
you know. I've never seen a PewDiePie video,
but he's had a very long run
does
of
he
like
still do things.
Yeah.
What is PewDiePie? Give me a PewDiePie's channel.
I'm pretty sure these days he's back to doing a lot of gaming stuff.
So he's a gamer.
He has gone. Well, he has gone. He started in gaming. He then did a lot of reaction type stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his videos are getting kind of nothing compared to like Mr. Beast and Dude Perfect.
Right.
Like 2-3 million.
Right. But what I'm saying about PewDiePie is, though his views are nothing like they once were, he still is getting a lot of views to where like his channel is by no means dead. And he's been doing this since like I mean, in elementary school.
So PewDiePie's recent videos are like 1.4, 2.3, 1.4 million. Mr. Beast's recent videos, 29 million, 43 million, 81 million, 61 million, 49 million, 63
million,
239 million.
If PewDiePie, if you got his active subscribers, it's probably closer to 10 million.
His worst video performance-wise in the last 6 months, you can go farther back. Okay, holy cow. In the last over a year, his worst performing video has 43 million views.
That's incredible. That I don't know if anybody's had a run like that ever.
There's 329 million people in America.
Yeah.
That's a lot more people than I thought.
I don't know if anybody's had a run like that. I think, because even PewDiePie, look at PewDiePie.
Okay, here we go. You have to go back over a year to find one with less than 43 million views.
That is ridiculous.
Because PewDiePie, I mean, he back in his heyday, he was getting consistently 10 to 12 million, I want to say, on a lot of his stuff.
Well, the thing is, subscribing nowadays is nowhere near like it was in the back in PewDiePie's heyday.
Right.
Subscribing was how you watch their videos.
Right.
Nowadays, you can... Mr. Beast...
He's all over recommended.
I don't even know if I'm subscribed to Mr.
Yeah,
Beast. It just pops up.
He's just all over YouTube. They push him.
Let's just view PewDiePie's most popular video.
It's going to be... He's going
to 303 million.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have
B-word lasagna.
He's going to have some stuff that's very...
It's called what?
B-word lasagna.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
As in...
It was a music video. I've never watched a PewDiePie video.
I'm
trying to see if there's like a stretch where they're all around the same.
I want to say...
It seems like 6 to 8 years ago, his videos have like 30 mil.
Yeah, he may have had a stretch that was that much.
But they're not all consistently like that.
That being said, though, 6 to 8 years ago, that many views
was
compared on YouTube's growth, like, is pretty comparable. But this run that Mr. Beast is on has been ridiculous. And I don't know, like, now that he's gotten his videos to where, like, the last one I watched, he was giving away $10,000
every day
to this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's gotten to the point now where, like, he's caught up to inflation to the point where, like, $10,000... today or a year from now is still a lot of money for a day. So like I'm just saying like
$10,000 in a day is a lot.
Well,
of money.
No, I'm saying like
if he did $1,000 every day, you survive
my
prison.
Point, Hunter, is that he doesn't have to keep elevating his budget if he doesn't want to. He has like with the budget he has established right now, which is like $1 million a video, that's going to keep its punch as long as it's paying for.
Yeah,
I feel like
he's the type of guy who's gonna want to keep raising it.
No, he's gonna keep going. I'd be curious.
That's where it's gonna get dangerous.
If he did, like, giving away $1 million and giving away $10,000, like, how much the amount of money in the title affects it?
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot.
You think?
I mean, it's not always the money though, because this one he was kind
of like some of these. Like, I spent 50 hours buried alive, 170 million views. I spent 50 hours in solitary confinement, 175 million views.
That's to say, a lot of times he doesn't even need to use the money. Like this last one I watched, it was like, wasn't the title of that apartment one like a prison?
No, it
twist?
Says $10,000 every day you survive prison.
Okay, so it does have money in that one, but a lot of them don't, and the money just is part of the video.
His most popular videos, I'm gonna binge so many.
It's very easy to binge because they're not even long. Either.
No, well, like, Squid Games is 25 minutes.
Some of them are
like a little over 10.
Yeah, like not that long ago, I just kind of went on a streak where I just kept kind of scrolling through them and watching them because, yeah, they're just so entertaining, and he is so fast paced. Nothing is slow.
Forgot a year ago he did the last to leave this island keeps it.
Yeah, he gave away an island.
$800,000 island.
The amount of money that has changed that man's hand in the last couple years.
I would hate to be his accountant.
Yeah. Gosh. I'm sure they have a pretty good system at this point, probably because he's probably operating as if he was like a car business or something. Like, it's got to be.
Oh,
like,
those are the crazy. Have you seen those where he buys an entire car lot?
Yeah,
and just makes it free. Or sometimes pays people to take cars.
That's so crazy.
They come in, they're like, he's like, how much are you going to pay for this car? They're like,
he did that with a house too.
How about free? They're like, free? He goes, geez, you drive a tough bargain. I'll put a full gallon of gas in it. They're like, what? He's like, I'll pay you $500 if you take the car right now.
he's
done it with houses several
times. Crazy.
My favorite one was he bought a house and then gave it to, called Domino's delivery and then gave the Domino's driver the key when he showed up. He's like, this is your house. This is your house now.
Yeah, he just does these things that nobody else will do because they're just too ridiculous.
Yeah.
He does it. And you just kind of, you think to yourselves, that couldn't be real. And yet it is. It is real.
Well, like you question it and then you're like, no, it's Mr. Beast. Like he literally doesn't fake anything. This dude said PewDiePie 100,000 times. Like you think he's going to fake giving away a house?
Yeah, he ran a drive through at his Mr. Beast burger place where he gave away money and free food to everybody. And like he clogged up an entire highway.
Yeah. It was like on the
news.
That's
how you know that stuff is happening for real because like
it was on the news.
People were there. It was on the news. Like he was actually doing that, just handing away stacks of cash to people and like iPads. Like he's awesome. Mr. Beast is awesome.
That is crazy.
Fascinating stuff. No one's even really trying it.
Because
like, why would you?
Well, yeah, it's risky.
You can't top it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can start a channel right now. And be like, all right, you know what? We're giving away $1 million our first video.
He's buried, buddy.
10 views. Oh!
Yeah, it is a crazy gamble. YouTube. All right.
Best goose impression.
I can't do a goose impression. I got chased by a goose.
No.
I could show everybody a bonus video of me getting chased by one.
Does that count?
Does that count? Hold on.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I ran. Basically, I saw a goose in a parking lot and decided to just sprint at it full speed. It was never going to actually do anything to it, but I was just curious to see like how badly it would get angry at me. Very stupid idea.
I can't. What does a goose sound like? Yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay, here it is.
I used to be really good at it. I'm not good at it anymore.
That's like a seagull kind of, though.
It is kind of seagull.
I can't see. They definitely.
Oh, wow. That goose is really coming after you. Holy crap.
It flew after me for a good few feet. Let me say it again.
I've definitely seen it before.
It reared up and then it got after me for a little bit. Like, what was that thing going to do to me?
I thought
I literally thought I was about to get mauled by a goose. Yeah, well, they're real mad. They're kind of worse.
But you know, cool thing about geese, they mate for life with the same. Once their partner dies, they never have another partner. They stay alone.
Maybe that's why they're so angry and crabby.
Have you ever seen? Good luck explaining that one. Have you ever seen the movie? Have you ever seen the movie where the girl like takes care of like the geese and then their mom dies or something to where she like acts as the mother goose and flies. Yeah, I think
Mother Goose.
I'm gonna sound really stupid if it's not a true story. I feel like it low key
she
might
flies?
Be. But she like get like creates a little like air glider thing, like they build it, and then she basically trains them to follow her so that she can help them migrate. Like she is the mother goose that's leading them south. From Canada. It's a very popular movie. It might have been a Disney.
Never heard of it.
Is it a cartoon?
Nope. Hold on, let me find it.
Is it called Moana?
No.
Encanto.
It's a little bit older, but no, it's a pretty popular
movie. They're
well-known
not talking
movie.
About Bruno.
Gosh. What is this thing called?
I've never heard of this story.
Goose movie.
No, I don't think I've heard this.
Fly name. Away Home is what it's nope. called.
Yeah. I think you're talking
what
about.
What year did it come out?
You're talking about Up with all the balloons.
It came out. It was 96.
No. He's thinking of High School Musical.
It was a 90s movie.
No, you're thinking about West Side Story.
Oh, you're
He's
right.
thinking about 50 First Dates.
No, he's thinking 50 Shades of Grey. You're thinking of. You're Listen, thinking of Grown Ups.
Justice for Fly Away Home. It made $36 million in the box office.
That's nothing, right?
Oh, for the 90s, like that's not bad.
What did Space Jam make? That was 90s.
Well, Space Jam is also had Michael Jordan on the cover of it. We're not gonna.
This had a goose on the cover. Who do you think more people in the world know? Michael Jordan or a goose?
No, it is. Okay. It is actually a true story. Oh, it's a drama.
What do you think there's more of in the world? What do you think Michael Jordan could beat all the geese in the world? Yeah. Stupid.
Clearly not. Imagine if they were on Space Jam.
It's a drama. It's a dramatization of a true experience. Like somebody actually learned to do that.
Imagine the Monstars versus geese.
I want a t-shirt that is just the Space Jam cover, but with a goose in place of Michael Jordan.
Heck yeah.
Michael, a goose definitely would have made the new one sell better.
Yeah. Fly away honestly.
Home. I still haven't seen the new one.
I haven't either.
I'm boycotting it.
I was scared. Yeah, me too. I was scared that they were going to ruin it.
I love Space Jam. Is and from probably how much people hated
it, they must have ruined it.
I'm sure they did.
You just can't recreate something like that.
No. Space Jam. No, you can't. That is like, it's a cult classic, and a cult classic movie being one that technically isn't the greatest movie, but like it just stuck with people and it's quotable and like rewatchable. You can't remake those. Like they were a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Because like you try to remake it and it's like, okay, this is ridiculous. Because yeah, so was the first one, but that's what made it beautiful.
My favorite line in that movie, I've said this before, but this line is worth saying again. My favorite line in that movie is whenever Bill Murray runs out onto the basketball court and the announcer goes, "How did Dan Aykroyd get in this picture?"
Yep.
I don't know why that line made me laugh so hard.
He has like the smallest can't. No, the best is when he goes, when they're golfing at the beginning and him and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan are golfing, and he's like, he's so funny. He's like asking them if he could play in the league in the NBA. And Michael's like, "No, no chance." And he goes, "It's because I'm white, isn't it?" And he goes, Michael's like, no, of course not. Like Larry's white. He goes, "Larry is not white. Larry is clear." Like he just says stuff that makes no sense, but the delivery is, oh, it's the best.
The funniest thing about that is that we can all remember as a society that Michael Jordan made out with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Like Michael Jordan was in that movie. Like that is so weird.
I want to get, they definitely make it, the like Gatorade bottle that just says the secret stuff on it.
I have a Space Jam t-shirt.
I want that bottle. I want to drink out of that every day.
So they, for Michael Jordan.
I'd be so much better at sports.
Let's get a Space Jam sponsorship.
For them to get Michael Jordan.
I don't know how that would work.
To shoot that movie, because this was like actually during his basketball career, they had to build him an entire gym on set with locker rooms and everything and like a pool room, and like there needed to be like a gambling room because he was a gambling addict, and yeah. It cost him like $30,000 to air condition it every day.
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
because he had to practice.
That's you have to understand how ridiculous it was to get Michael Jordan like in the midst of his career, like he was a god to basketball players, to shoot a Bugs Bunny movie. Like it's just an absurd like thing that happened.
Worth it.
Yeah. Worth it. Yeah. Awesome movie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish I would have been around for it like when it came out.
That was incredible.
You weren't. Were you alive? I don't think so. I think it was probably like just before you were born.
I watched that movie in theater 2 years ago.
Oh.
Did they put it in like the venue cinemas?
Yes. It was much fun.
November 15th, 96. So it was like 6 months before I was born. Oh,
not quite.
When it came out.
Probably wouldn't have even been in theater. Probably just gone to VHS.
Yep.
I had it on VHS growing up.
Didn't we all? That was a great movie.
Mike was a good
with
movie
With Lil
too.
Bow Wow.
You guys have both seen that one too?
Yeah.
That's probably number two.
Whenever his foot rips through his Converse.
Yeah. That's probably number two on my most watched movies.
I'm not going to lie. That's the only thing I remember from that movie is whenever his foot rips through
his
Converse.
What's Lil Bow Wow up to now?
Is that what happens in that movie? Does that happen
in that
movie? That
does in the end.
Okay,
because
I just wanted to make sure.
So the shoe's given the powers because they were like Michael
Jordan's
old shoe.
Yeah, that's right.
And in the final game, he rips it and he has to like finish one more play with a normal shoe.
And Tracy McGrady was like,
and
the
he,
stuff.
He pump fakes Vince Carter, I'm pretty sure, like into the Raptors and goes under his legs. Like ridiculous. But great time.
Now that you say that, I remember a lot more of that movie, and I love that movie.
It's a great time. Great movie.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful story. Foster kid.
Whatever happened to T-Mac?
It's so crazy.
Tracy
My two
McGrady.
Favorite movies, Like Mike and Magic Mike.
You know what Tracy McGrady did? So his career fizzled out a little earlier than a lot of other people's.
He was like the stuff
when
I was young.
His career fizzled out, and then he, at one point, tried to make a comeback for a minor league baseball team as a pitcher.
Heck yeah.
Didn't really
He does analysts now, right?
He might. Tracy McGrady was disgusting.
So was Agent Zero, Gilbert Arenas.
Yes, well,
he had a much different ending for his career.
He got bounced out of the league for possession of firearms
in his locker room. Yeah.
He was a little bit of a dummy.
He played for the Wizards, though, and you'd go and they had like...
Yeah, he was like the first thing to make the Wizards relevant.
The Wizards had like a fan section just like said Agent Zero.
He was
and that was like his section.
He was on the cover of NBA Live 08. I had it on my PlayStation Portable.
He was sick. Tracy McGrady, what's he up to now?
Yeah, the old PSP. PlayStation Portable, I think, was like this thick. Then they had like discs, little mini discs that went in it.
I remember
they were very fragile.
What?
I want Wizards.
I googled
the Wizards
Tracy McGrady, and then one of the recommended things is what disease does Yao Ming have? And then I clicked it, and it says Yao Ming was diagnosed with rare case of Tracy McGrady disease.
Oh, it's an article.
2009. I'm assuming it's no, because
it's probably like saying
that he definitely got destroyed by Tracy McGrady at some point.
They were on a team.
I don't know. I'm just
he probably like maybe they're saying he was getting held back.
I have no idea
by T-Mac. Hogging the ball too much. Yao Ming, another guy who had a kind of short NBA career, but that was dominant.
I didn't know he was a real person.
He's the only person I've ever seen make.
I really didn't. I don't know who that is.
He's a Hall of Fame basketball player.
Yeah. Gotcha. He's the only person I've ever seen make Shaq look like a normal sized human.
He's like
7'6".
Seven something. Wow. Yeah. He was good.
What? Okay. Very good. I was about to say, was he good or was he just really tall?
No, Hall of Fame.
Well, he was good because he's really tall.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, if he wasn't tall, like, he couldn't move much or anything.
Yeah. He was relatively mobile.
It was just he was so big.
He was talented, but he was kind of one of the first of that size.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not like nowadays.
I'm looking him up.
Nowadays, you have like Kevin Durant, 7 foot, but handles like a point guard. That wasn't Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Yao Ming was like your true 7 footer.
That Rockets team was good.
Oh, yeah. I recognize him.
Yeah.
Did y'all see
the...
He
was a
meme
for a while.
He's very tall.
It was during the Masters. They had Charles Barkley in an AT&T commercial.
Beside Shaq.
And they're like, oh, it's Charles Barkley. All these kids. And he's like, hey, kids. And he was like, they said something about... Someone said, who is that? And then like one of the other kids responded, goes, he has a really bad golf swing.
Oh, man.
And then they're like, what? And then they all start pulling it up. Like, it's all on all the screens. And Charles Barkley's like, no, guys, I played basketball. I was a really good basketball player. He's like, Google me. Look up Charles Barkley basketball. And all the kids are like, no, look at his golf swing.
And then he pushes
one of the kids out of the way. He's like, let me get on here. He's like, see, right here, here's my highlights. I was good at basketball.
If you're ever, listen, I was guilty of like... not really knowing about Charles Barkley very much.
He was dirty.
If you look up that guy's highlights of like his early time in the league, incredible. He was Blake Griffin before there was Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
Just throwing down dunks, grabbing rebounds.
Well, I think what it is like a lot of guys nowadays post-NBA still look athletic.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley does not look
athletic.
There isn't,
even during his career towards the end,
no,
they called him the round mound rebound.
Yeah, he never, even when he was like at his peak athleticism,
he was doughy. He just
was. He was like Big Baby Davis.
Yeah.
Where he just never looked. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Big Baby Davis never looked like ripped athletic, but he could just body people.
Yeah.
Big Baby Davis knocked JJ Redick out of the March Madness his senior year.
What
LSU.
School did he go? LSU.
And they credited his footwork to ballerina. Being a ballerina when he was younger, and that really hurt as a J.J. Redick fan.
I'm sure it did.
That's all I'll say on the matter.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. What I will say, though, like, if you were rich, you have no excuse not to be good at golf.
I'm just looking at pictures of Yao Ming.
I like to think...
Sorry.
I like to think that I'll always have that card in my back pocket that if I was able to afford just the best golf lessons out there, I would be incredible. And nobody can prove me wrong.
Well, when you look at the statistics, then you would be...
Oh my gosh, my leg.